Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, founder, visionary of Women of Power, executive director of the Women of Power Network. You just heard Antonia Lawrence, the song, The Power of a Woman. You can purchase that on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. I just love that song. I get excited every time I hear it. The Power of a Woman. I would like to share with you, we have a very, very special guest with us. We're going to be doing Walking in Power is doing 9 days of Heart of the Matter Messengers. 9 days, count them. Stay with us, and our 9th day will be hosted at the annual Women of Power 17th Women's Weekend. You'll hear more about that in a moment. But let me share with you a little bit about our other sponsors. Host, pastor, and conference speaker, Val Scarborough, Diamond Women's for Conference, Safe for My Footsteps, April 30th through May 2nd, in the beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. Please visit DiamondWomenConference.com. That's DiamondWomenConference.com to find out more about that awesome conference. Also, Moby Flyers, a flyer custom design that lives on your phone, has everything a print flyer should do, but can't. Flyer brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. Please visit mobiflyers.mobi. That's MOBIFLYERS.mobi. Mobi Flyers. You need to check that out. I also have some great, great sponsors I want to talk a little bit more about. But as I said before, let me share with you a little bit more about Matters of the Heart, Women of Power, 7th Annual Women's Weekend.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
This is one of our great sponsors, dhbonner.net. Please make sure you tune in tonight. That's March 4th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Atlanta Live, that's WATC TV 57, or WATC.TV. A tribute to the legendary gospel industry veteran, Andre Crouch. I look forward to seeing her, Elder Desiree Harris Bonner. Now, our special guest. I am so excited to have her, Minister Lisa Fairley, Women of Power 2015 Heart of the Matter Messenger, and she is day one. She's a lifelong native of Mississippi. Minister Lisa, obedient to the master's plan, relocated to the Atlanta, Georgia area. After more than 20 years in the corporate finance arena, under the urging of the Holy Spirit, she's a graduate of St. Leo University, and after completing ministerial requirements with highest honors, she was licensed through the British Vision Alliance Ministerial Program. She worships and serves under the anointed ministry of Pastor Marion Relliford and Dr. B.J. Relliford. She honors and adores, and I do mean adores, and respects her husband of 37 years, Pastor Clarence Fairley, as they walk together in their calling. She's a featured author, also in Women of Power magazine and Simply Elevate magazine. She is also the author of the devotional Job Chapter 4, After This. With the heart of a servant, it is to minister Lisa's earnest desire to serve in the will of God, to advance and encourage the kingdom of God one heart at a time. She's a blogger. She serves. Welcome with me, Minister Lisa Fairley. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. BJ. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I am so glad to have you. With all you've got going on, I'm so glad you had the time to stop by Walking in Power.
Oh, God is good, and he has favor upon our lives, and we are so, so grateful. We give him all the glory, all the glory.
Amen. So, Minister Lisa, as we start off this 9 days of Matters of the Heart Messengers, and you're serving as day one, and I thought it was important because what we're going to talk about this morning, I was sharing with someone recently that you can go to a lot of places and a lot of events. One of the things Maya Angelou said, that people that may not remember what you said, but they always remember how you made them feel. So
yes,
in your area, you're going to be addressing something along those lines. So why do you believe you were purposed to serve during Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart?
Dr. BJ, according to the Word of God, 1 Peter 4:10 tells us that each of us should use our gifts. Whatever your gift is, whatever gift you have received, we should use that gift to serve others. And with that being said, I believe I'm purposed for this because I have no agenda other than to serve as led by the Holy Spirit. And those that know my heart know that I'm willing to serve. And Jesus has set the bar high. He says in his word that the Son of Man did not come to serve, but to serve. And I believe that if he, being the Son of God, can give his life, the very least that we should be able to do is to serve, to show the very same love, the very same love that he showed by making a sacrifice on the cross for us. And what he's seeking is hearts that are willing. And as ambassadors of Jesus, we have to be different from the world. It must be easy to identify us from the world, and we've been charged to love one another as He loves us, and this is how we're distinguished from the world. The Word of God says, "By this we know you will know that the world will know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another." And that is what we want to impart. That is what we want to bring to Women of Power. is you knowing that at Women of Power, you are loved. And one thing about love, Dr. BJ, is that that is not something that can be forced. It cannot be duplicated. It cannot be imitated. You have to let it flow from the heart. We're talking about matters of the heart. What flows from your heart? If it's not already there, it cannot naturally flow. And at Women of Power, that is something we welcome you with. It's that natural flow of love.
Our same scripture of Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart. Everything you do flows from it. And as I'm hearing you saying, that love has to flow from within.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and that recently I was asked that question. But it was in the form of what do you actually had a magazine actually had an article. What do you do to keep the love flowing? One thing about love, it's that, like I said, it's not duplicated. It must flow continuously and smoothly. And to do that continuously and smoothly requires that it be a natural process. If it's not in your heart, it cannot flow. It has to be the heart first. That's why the word tells us to guard our heart. What's in your heart will eventually come forth. So whether it be anger, whatever it is, it's going to come forth. So therefore, we need to guard our heart, make sure that it is the things of God that are in our heart. We have to take care of the condition. See, it's very important, the condition of your heart. Because if the heart is not conditioned, then it cannot naturally flow.
That's good. So why do you think matters of the heart is such a rhema word, excuse me, for this season?
Dr. BJ, right now, I think what is happening is that we need a word of encouragement. Because of the nature of who we are as women, we wear many hats. We're wives and we're mothers, mm-hmm. We're grandmothers, we're pastors, we're evangelists, we're teachers, we're counselors. Because we deal with so many matters of the heart, in our day-to-day walk, what happens is we often forget that in order to continue to walk in power and to serve in love, we must renew ourselves daily. The Word of God says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we must remain connected to that source that allows us to be renewed. I believe one of the matters of the heart that we face is that we become so busy doing all these things that we must do as women, that we become depleted. We pour out so much, and then what happens is we forget to take care of the matters of our heart. We become tired and depleted, and then we're ineffective because we've poured out so much and we forgot to do what God told us to do, renew ourselves. And the thing is, when we're in the heat of the battle, too often we do neglect the matters of our heart. And we become the walking wounded. We have to address the conditions of our heart. And because, again, out of the heart flows the issue of life. So what's flowing out of your heart if you're depleted, if you don't have anything else to give, if you've allowed yourself to become empty? Jesus said, he said, you know, that he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquities. So we don't have to be the walking wounded. I remember back, you know when the older church would say, well, just take it to the cross and leave it there. Okay, that's what we've got to get back to, is take it to the cross and leave it there, because he's already paid the price. We don't have to carry these wounds and these burdens around with us. Matters of the heart is a rhema word for this season, because your heart matters to God. And we, as a body, let's encourage each other. Those that are serving on the front lines, and those that serve without complaining and serve without seeking a reward. We are hoping that when you come to Women of Power, you will find a place of safety where those of you that do serve on the front lines and the back lines and the shadows, wherever you serve, that you will not be wounded by friendly fire. If we have those that are wounded in the line of duty, we're not going to leave you to die on the battle. You're the anointed of God. The world is looking to us for answers. And when they're looking, we don't want them to see wounded, broken vessels. Because we're the ones that were sent to bind up the wounds of the and to bind up the wounds and set the captives free. And the voice of God is saying to us that we need to gird up our loins now. And for he will demand of us, and we're required to answer. We're required to go out and let the world see in us what God has for those that need and look for salvation. Let them see the joy of the Lord in us. That's why we have a rhema word for this season. In matters of the heart.
My God. Whew. I think I need to be there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. God has a word for us. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So how do we, because as I've always said to you, you can't, by the time you finish ministering, it's laid so finely and divinely that it's like a sandwich. It's like you layer, God has given you that gift to just layer his word and his message and his love. How do we as attendees, not just messengers, but as attendees, how do we pull back some of the layers that some of those that are coming are hiding? Or they've used those layers as a shield or a wall per se. How do you believe God is going to allow us to pull that back so that we can let them know they matter to our heart?
You know, Dr. BJ, one of my main, and you'll hear me say it over and over again, is love. And this is the commandment that God has given us. Because at Women of Power, and I found this to be true, you know, visiting over the years and being a part of this great assembly of women, that there are many women that are going to come. They're sacrificing their time and they're sacrificing, you know, their finances and being away from their families to come to this. I don't believe that they are coming without guidance of the Holy Spirit. This is a place where you can come. You don't have to remain so emotionally insulated. See, that's one of the things that's happened. It's because, you know, we've been hurt and we've been, you know, battered and bruised for so long that we become emotionally insulated. And what happens is when you become insulated like that and you build up that wall, it's not only that we as a body can't reach you, but you're not allowing God to reach you. Because see, you've got that insulation around there, and you've got to be with a body of believers that will allow you to be real. I heard someone yesterday, I believe it was Lady Grace, said we have to be 100%. And I don't know, I think the young people say now, keep it 100. Come to a place where you can keep it 100. You can let down your walls. You don't have to worry about being hurt. We're welcoming you with the arms of love. And I'm challenging every woman that walks through the doors of this Women of Power Weekend, individually, one by one, touch another heart, touch another woman. This is what we do. This is what we are called to do. And so we have no choice but to walk in that calling. I challenge you. What I'm going to do is I want to throw my arms around another sister. Let them feel the love of Christ through me. I'm challenging you to do that as well. If there's a sister there, you don't have to know her name. You don't have to know her background. You don't have to know her story. Touch her heart with the gift that's been given to you. Because that's what he's given. These gifts are given to us not for our own purposes, but to glorify God. Touch another sister. If you see someone sitting off in a corner, go to that sister, and sometimes you don't even have to say a word. Silence sometimes will speak louder than any words that you can speak. Throw your arms around her. Say, I'm so glad you're here. But I'm saying it can't be forced. You will find sincerity and a genuine spirit at Women of Power. That's our prayer for this Women's Weekend. Genuine love.
Genuine. Wow. Miss Lisa, share with our audience about your ministry and your products or things you'd like to share with our audience, please.
Well, we have, of course, our devotional that the book that we released on last year, Job chapter 42, after this, a word that God had placed on our hearts to encourage those that may be going through and just don't seem to see a light at the end of the tunnel. We released that devotional. We also blog at She Speaks Encouragement at WordPress.com. You can visit us at our website, which is MinisterLisaFairley.com. We do have a couple of projects right now in the works that we're awaiting God's release of that. And we're just excited about everything that God's doing with us and for us right now.
I am just so honored. I think because starting this 9 days of Heart of the Matters Messengers is a heavy assignment to be the first person to start it out, because it sets the tone of the atmosphere. And I believe what God has allowed you to do on this morning is to express above and beyond exceedingly and abundantly, more than we could have ever asked or thought, how important it is that when we address the matters of the heart, that our heart be conditioned, that our heart be pure, and that our heart be available. And
I think
you've done an excellent job in doing so, because it's important. You said something so key. It's not something that can be forced. It has to be real. I like that. Keep it 100. It's got to be real. It's got to be real. Because a person can smell a phony 3 states away.
Thank you, Jesus.
They can smell a phony three states away. So, and I know that there are people we have registered from all different parts of the country. Just to name a few, we have South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Maryland, all these different states and different cities that are coming within those states, Virginia. And I don't believe, Minister Lisa, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe those women that have been called, summoned to come, would have answered that clarion call had they came before, or they went back and shared with someone that they were not treated with love. 17. There's going to be a word. We know there's going to be a word. But
oh, yes.
Yes, there's going to be a word. There's going to be a word.
There's going to be a word.
The atmosphere that you have just, there's going to be a word. The atmosphere that you have just displayed and showed for those attendees, if somebody that's even thinking about, should I come? You know, should I be okay? I want to come. I'm not sure. Things are going. Yeah. I'm telling you, Minister Lisa has given us all a challenge. She's given us all a challenge to meet someone's heart. At least one. At least one.
At least one.
Someone's heart. If there's someone out there that's even thinking about it. I'm going to ask you, Minister Lisa, we only have a few moments. This has been wonderful. I just thank you so much for taking the time from your schedule to stop by Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. But if
thank
you would
you
take
so
a moment and just begin to speak into that person's life. We got about 3 minutes. Speak into that person's life and then pray. Pray that God will begin to touch their hearts, their minds, and make their crooked way straight so that they may attain.
Ah, glory.
And just speak to them as God has given you, has given you utterance.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to pray with you just right now because I know that as you come seeking, you shall find. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, O God. Father, we ask that you let us draw near to you with a true heart, full of assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from all evil, O God. Father, let your word dwell in us richly. Fill us, O God, with a knowledge of your will, O Lord, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. O Father, that we may live and conduct ourselves in a manner that is worthy of you, fully pleasing to you, and being fruitful, O God, in every work. O Father, and by being renewed in the spirits of our minds. That we put on tender mercy, O God. That we put on love and kindness and humility. That we may dwell together in the unity of faith. Father, let us recognize that those that labor among us, O God. Let us esteem them with love for the sake of what they're doing for your kingdom. Father, as this conference comes forth, O God, as this Women's Weekend comes forth, I pray that we will all speak the same thing with no division among us, O God, that we stand fast in one spirit, that we strive together in faith, O God. Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God, for what you are doing, what is being manifest in this season, O God. We know that there will be a word that will touch a heart, that will heal, that will set the captive free, O God. Bind up every wound in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you all the glory, Lord, for you are worthy, O God. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. And we call it to be so. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we've been blessed, thoroughly blessed this morning by our very own Minister Lisa Fairley, as one of the messengers of Women of Power 2015, 17th Annual Women's Weekend, Matters of the Heart, Proverbs 4 and 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I thank you again for stopping by Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. We look forward to having another messenger, a very special guest, all the way from Lakeland, Florida, on tomorrow, Lady Tanya Odom. Tune in at Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. That's Thursday, March 5th, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.